fish and game warden came by and says, "Now, boys, this, if y'all want to see some fish, come by Piney Point this afternoon about 4:30, and my partner and I'll be down there, and we'll really show you some fish that came out of this lake." So we went down to Piney Point at 4:30, and the boys started coming in. And I saw more bass and more crappie in one time, in one spot, than I've ever seen in my life. I saw bass that would go 15 and 20 inches long, and I saw over 1,000 on the pier at one time, and just piles of crappie. And some of them would go as high as 4 pounds, and a 4-pound crappie is a big crappie.
Now, gee, I didn't think they came that big.
Bryant looked at me when I looked at those fish, and he says, "Now, you said there wasn't fish in this lake. Where did those come from?" I says, "I can't catch them, just that way." So he went on about his business. He is a fish and game man there, and he has to weigh them and get the length, and he knew all the fishermen by their name. I didn't realize he knew as many fellows as he did, but he called each one of them by their names. And he was listing their catch. And you know, I only caught a couple of fish that, on that trip, and I really wanted some fish. And I fooled around there and didn't say a word to Brian about wanting some fish until after everything was over with. And I said, "Brian, I sure would like to have a fish or two." He said, "Why didn't you speak up and say that I want some fish? Is any of those boys would give me fish?"
Uh-huh.
And I left from there without fish because I didn't speak up.
Oh, no. And probably you just known.
But those were the prettiest fish I have ever laid my eyes on.
Mm.
Come out of a lake. The lake is over 700 miles shoreline.
Jeez.
And I've seen the boat, when we dock and let down the anchors, I've seen them go down as far as 90 feet. So that's a pretty deep lake.
Yeah. Oh, boy, lots of room for all those fish.
Yeah.
Hmm. We used to go fishing down
Did you?
In Florida, Daddy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No. If a schoolboy, if a schoolboy would get hollered at by his teacher, he'd say, "Why are you hollering at me?
Usually they say, "I'm not doing anything," but that right then is when they are.
Uh-huh. Mr. Innocent. Remember, I'm a teacher. Okay, if someone apologizes for breaking your rate, you might say, "That's all right."
Or we can get another one, or we can fix this one.
Okay, or "I didn't like it."
I didn't like it anyway.
All right. A crying child might say, "He was eating candy and he didn't give me
any."
Okay. If a boy's spoiled, when he grows up, you might say, "He'll have his trouble."
He'll have his troubles, all right, if he's spoiled when he grows up.
Okay.
He should try to not be spoiled and be a man of his own.
Uh-huh.
In other words, go on his own.
Okay. And what are trenches that are cut by a plow?
Furs.
What?
Furs. Not furs like police.
Uh-huh.
Furs like you plow in the ground.
How do you spell it?
Honey, you've got me. I can't spell it. Fuzz, F-U-S-E, no, that's fuse. Fuzz, F-U-double-Z-Z?
No, that's the same. Oh, well, I know what you're talking about.
It's a fur.
Oh.